Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central. Welcome to... What'd you say?
Nothing. He was talking to me.
Oh, well, we're not on the air or anything, no. So just go ahead.
Here. Thank you.
Don't mind if we do.
Go ahead.
I dare you.
Welcome to the 2023 In Wheel Time Car Talk Show. Just ahead, we travel across the pond to talk with Sean Lucas about driveway detailing. Later, Conrad will have the In Wheel Time Car Clinic, and we'll have this week's auto news. Howdy, along with Mike out of this world, Mars, King Conrad DeLong. We need more Jeff Zekin. I'm Don Armstrong. Glad you could join us with audio this morning. it's fun. Sorry, Mars, I just had to throw that in there. You understand, don't you?
I wasn't listening. Twist that knife in your back.
Yeah, exactly. Just a little bit. All right.
Boy.
I'm going to just read this because this is too good not to. Okay. Whilst we all dream of driving around in an immaculately clean car, sometimes life just gets in the way, or the costs to get the professionals in are too prohibitive. Written to enable us all to reconnect with the pleasure and pride that comes with a car that looks like it's just driven off the sales forecourt. Driveway detailing warrior finds author generously sharing his top 10 money-saving, technically accurate, and inspirational detailing projects, along with sage advice and entertaining anecdotes that will put a smile on the face of every petrol head. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us from jolly old England is Sean Lucas. Sean, I love the intro, don't you? You wrote it.
Thank you so much. And it's great to be here, guys. I could not have said that better myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Jolly old England is in the middle of some sort of monsoon, so it's good to be indoors.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Well, we're so glad that you could join us. What time is it over there? I think you're about
half past three in the afternoon.
Well, there you go. Oh, yeah. Well, that's convenient, isn't it? I think, it works for all of us.
Great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. And, we always like talking to the folks over there because, you know, you guys, in a very kind way, do things a little bit different than we do here in the United States. And I'm sure in your research, you know that.
Yeah.
We're smaller scale.
Smaller scale. Well, there's that.
We're smaller scale. We focus on the detail. And we try and do it well, but thoroughly.
Yes. And I will tell you that I am drawn to many of the British automotive style shows. Mm-hmm. There's the Goblin Garage.
I don't know.
I love those guys.
Top Gear,
sure, of course. there's several of them that come from there that has a different twist to them, and I'm drawn to
it. Top Gear was quite twisted.
I mean,
I feel the same about all your car shows.
So we have this mutual
love, respect.
There is that. But we all of us like a clean, well detailed car, and I know that you're going to help us out on that.
100%. Yeah, I mean, when your car is looking her best, when she's detailed and fresh, she feels like a different machine, right? She feels
it does,
and runs
better.
Feels
like a brand new machine.
Well, like Jeff said, you know, even though you've not even really touched anything mechanically under the hood, it seems to run better. Mm-hmm. You just feel better about it.
Yeah, and goes faster.
Yeah, there you go.
Like getting a new pair of kids or wife.
Yeah, so. A survey revealed that 51% of those polled would end the first date early if their date showed up in a dirty car. Well, because I was always of the belief that, if your car is filthy, not on the outside but on the inside, you can imagine what your house must be like.
Sure. And what's that going to say to a young lady who might otherwise become the next Mrs. Lucas? It's not going to bode well, is it?
No, it's not.
Well, Don's had three of those.
And his car is clean.
Oh, really?
And it wasn't because of a dirty car, I can tell you that. It was probably because of my dirty ways, whatever.
Oh,
we won't go into detail about that.
None of us are saying a word.
I noticed that. Okay, well, it's your turn now, so you guys go right ahead.
Dirty car leads to dirty ways.
Yeah. So what? I mean, do you get out there? You don't detail your car every week, do you?
Oh, no. I mean, my Porsche is wrapped up now on the driveway under its winter cover, and it won't see sunlight until March.
March.
Okay, so it's not garage kept.
It's not garage kept. You just got it under a cover.
No, there's no garage, no. Not in my house. It's just under a cover. Obviously, before you cover it, there's a process that you go through to make sure it stays in good condition.
Mm-hmm. And what, like, for instance, what?
Well, you detail it inside and out before you cover it. Otherwise, you get all that rubbing and scratching.
Do you lift Do you lift the tires up off the concrete and make sure they don't...
I don't lift them, but I do overinflate them about, say, the tires normally have about 31 PSI. I put 10 PSI extra.
Okay.
So over the winter, that prevents flat spots.
Yes.
And that is a recommendation from my friendly local independent pool specialist.
There you go. Now, we have car washes like on every other corner here in the city. Do you have car washes there, or people just do it by themselves
in
the driveway?
We do, but we tend to call them scratch washes.
Scratch washes.
Okay. Well, that's right. Because Well, yeah.
I mean, you've got – I used to use them before I – saw what happened, but you've got someone washing a sponge over the car in front's wheels, and then he comes and uses that same sponge on your bodywork. You know, for the car lover, that's a bit painful.
Yeah.
So do you do anything before you cover your car for the winter to critter-proof it?
Well, apart from detailing in and out and waxing, I do block up the exhaust pipe.
Oh.
Really?
And then I put a big, just in case of critters, as you call them. But I do put a big sign inside the car that says, "Remember to unblock the."
Now you don't use a potato
or a banana
or a banana back there in the tailpipe, do you?
No, I use a bright fluorescent yellow microfiber towel.
Catch your eye so you don't forget it. And then the note on the inside reminds you that it's back.
That's back.
So far, it's been good.
So do you put any like mothballs in the engine compartment or cedar chips or anything?
No, I put dehumidifiers in. I put a dehumidifier inside the boot area or what you would call the trunk, I think.
Yes.
And I put a couple inside the car as well. And that does the trick, because when you open it all up in summer, those dehumidifiers, they're always full.
And that
so
brings up
definitely my, needs to be done.
That's my next question. You say you just put it away for the winter. When did you put it away, and how long is winter? When are you going to break it back out and take it for its first
time? So I wrapped it up at the end of November.
Okay.
And depending on the weather here in the you know, the dreadful weather we generally have in the UK, it's usually the end of March, beginning of April.
That's not too bad.
4 or 5 months.
We crack her open again.
And what do you drive in the meantime?
Oh, I've got my reliable Mark 6 Golf, VW Golf.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And I assume that you don't treat the Golf like you do the Porsche.
I'm afraid not. No, I do wash it. To a basic level, but it doesn't get the love that the Porsche gets.
Of course. Gotcha.
So it may go through the scratch washer.
I was thinking the same thing.
No, never. Oh. Never the scratch wash. It gets a quick version of the detail that the Porsche gets.
Oh, just not as much time spent.
Yeah, not as much time.
So is the book Driveway Detailing Warrior available now in bookstores, on Amazon? Is it
certainly is, guys. Yeah. In the US, it's available, widely available online. Amazon USA, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Kobo, and more. And of course, on my website.
Now, have you always been a car guy?
Always. Yeah, always. Very good question, actually. I was yesterday I started work on the seventh chapter of my second book, which is the sequel to DDW. And I talked about my dad taking me to the big car show in London sometime in the early 80s. I would have been about 12. And that's when I fell in love with cars. And that was when I saw my first Ferrari Testarossa up close and personal when I was 12. This gleaming machine raised up on a plinth that looked like some sort of spaceship. And it was a Ferrari Testarossa, yeah.
Wow.
First one I'd ever seen live.
Are you a member of any car clubs?
Porsche Club Great Britain.
Yeah. And I would imagine that that's a pretty large club.
Pretty large, yeah. It's really good for getting together with like-minded people, going on, you know, rally drives in a procession around the best driving roads in the UK. And we do have some good driving roads here. And it's a really good way to share stories and ideas about how to look after your cars and you know, admiring each other's ride, that sort of thing.
You have you ever been to the United States?
I have, yeah, when I was younger. I've been to New York, to Florida, to the parks when I was much younger.
Well, we have a deal coming up here. We just had him on right before you. Bobby Sparkman with the Hot Rod Tour of Texas. And it's a 4-day event. And we would love to have you come and join us. Bring your right-hand drive Porsche over here and enjoy some of Texas Hill Country and really some nice roads, backcountry, small towns, and that sort of stuff. And I think
that's like a blast.
Yeah, it truly is.
Barbecue and moonshine.
Barbecue, yeah. We're gonna go take a tour of a distillery that we just found out about today. So we're looking forward to that. In a little city just to the east of San Antonio called Seguin, Texas. Do you guys ever take any interest in the U.S. car market, the hot rod guys, the guys that are into cars like you?
Well, I absolutely love watching the dragster racing. Which you guys have over there, and we have here, but much on a much smaller scale. I mean, that is absolutely insane, right?
Yes, as a matter of fact, just an hour ago, we had Antron Brown, the number 2 ranked NHRA Top Fuel dragster guy, and he's been a great friend of the show, and he's looking forward to becoming number 1 again in the Matco Top Fuels dragster. So, yes, we are big fans of drag racing here. That's where my roots were started.
Love it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so the book is available now, and it's called Driveway Detailing Warrior.
Indeed.
All right. Well, listen, we look forward to your next book. Is it going to be car related?
A sequel.
Yeah. So the sequel to DDW is not about detailing. It's about modding, or what you guys might call customizing.
Yes.
Or modifying. So I'm probably about 70 to 80% the way through that. And there's some cool modding projects that I cover, and it's all stuff that I've done to my cars. So
that's cool.
I write from experience.
Yeah.
So it gives you a chance to write them off on your taxes then.
Don't tell the tax man, please.
Where are you?
Might be watching.
Where are you right now in England?
Just outside London, a city called Brighton.
Okay, where's that? Like near Abbey Road, or maybe Buckingham Palace?
No, Abbey Road. That's in Liverpool.
Oh, okay.
We are down on the southeast coast, beautiful southeast coast of the UK. Well, I say beautiful. I mean, you guys have the weather. But that's where I am. We do have some great driving roads around here, but nothing like you guys have, I'm sure.
You know, that would be something that we should explore, I think, and maybe get a hold of somebody that does road trip tours of England where we go over there, rent a car, and get with the Porsche Club and see what it's like to go on a road trip with you guys.
I think you would be amazed about how small our roads are.
Oh, yeah.
Because your highways are probably twice the width of our, because we're only a small island.
Right.
And we've got, you know, we've got 80 million people packed onto this little island. Our roads are quite petite compared to yours, I think.
Yeah, and we want to bring a
Gen
F,
1.
No, an F-250 crew cab long bed dually, which definitely won't fit on your road.
Or Gen 1 Hummer.
You'll have to keep it on the motorways, but yeah, the driving roads.
Have you ever had your Porsche on the Autobahn?
I haven't, no, but it's something that I keep telling myself I want to do.
I think that's book number 3.
It may be, I have a partnership with my local Porsche specialist, and they had this project car, this 911 that they built. It was a 993 model 911 that they built for racing. And they gave it a wonderful paint job, a pearlescent paint job. And then they took it around the Hockenheim, the street circuit.
Yes.
And it came back absolutely covered in paint, in stone chips. Ah. The whole front end absolutely ruined their paint job.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's something that we
had a fun drive, but they ruined their paintwork doing it.
Yeah, that's something that I would not miss at all. Well, Sean, it's great to talk to you. You sound like a great character, and we'd love to hear back from you when you get that next book written.
Definitely. It's been a pleasure talking to you guys.
Sean, thanks
again.
And
we posted a link to Driveway Detailing Warrior on our social media page.
Very nice.
Thank you so much.
And thank you. Yeah, and share our stuff, if you don't mind.
Of course.
All right. Sean.
Consider it done.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you,
Sean. Take care of yourself. All right. Bye-bye. Sean Lucas. The book is called Driveway Detailing Warrior.
Neat guy.
It's kind of a neat name.
Yeah.
Time now for Conrad's Car Clinic.
All right.
I feel so British right now. I do.
Oh, gosh. That's maybe that'll make you feel a little bit better about the Jaguar sitting in the driveway.
Well, that's a friend of mine's. So I'm not going to claim that.
So at the end of the show, are you going to do the kind of wave, the
queen wave?
Yeah. Yeah. Don's feeling like a queen.
I do. Always.
Well, it's a king now.
Yeah, but I'm
he's still on the queen. He hasn't moved up yet.
He's Princess Meghan.
Oh, Lord. Isn't the new show coming out?
Queen for a Day?
No. What's the one on Netflix? Kathy just mentioned it the other day.
The Crown?
The Crown's got the new episodes coming out.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun
to
watch.
I think you're already out, to be honest.
Is it? Yeah. Wow.
All right. Conrad's Car Clinic. What are we clinicking today?
So there is a lawsuit and a class action lawsuit being brought against Hyundai and Kia Motor Company for oil drain pan issues. Who do you think brought it?
What? EPA.
Not attorneys, but attorneys. But the attorneys for the National Auto and Lube Association, because the Hyundais and Kias have a tendency to strip the drain plug out of the oil pan.
Hmm.
And put the oil all over the road.
So anytime that happens, who do you blame? The last person that changed your oil.
Right.
Well, if you're going to a quick lane to get your oil changed, they were getting hammered with these claims of stripping out the drain plug in the oil pan. And they've gathered a lot of information. And back in October, they announced that they've brought it to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to launch an investigation into Hyundai and Kia for oil drain pan assembly issues. The investigation was spurred by a petition that was put together by the Automotive Oil Change Association. A Hyundai oil leak petition has been filed with the U.S. government seeking to investigate into alleged oil drain pan and drain plug issues in millions of Hyundai and Kia vehicles. Hmm. And think about it. All of those quick lanes were being charged, were fixing these for free for the customers, and it's really a design issue with the car.
Can I interject something?
They're saying it's a design issue.
They're saying it's a design issue.
Quicklane is Ford, so it has nothing to do
it has nothing to do with
you're
Ford.
Just saying a quick service place.
NHTSA says they are looking into complaints which allege the oil leak problems that could cause, you know, when the oil drain plug falls out, could cause the engine to lock
up. Well, I will tell you, back in the day, it was easy to strip the threads out of an oil pan pretty easily.
Oh, yeah.
But since the, I guess, 60s, they've all realized that they like to crank on those things, and they have fixes.
Well, they don't quite fix the Hyundais and Kias correctly because you are putting a steel drain plug into an aluminum pan, which is kind of backwards.
With a copper washer.
Yeah, but I'm with Don. I remember even Chevrolet dealership there close to us, they had a rash of people coming in, you know, with their oil pan leaking. They tracked it back down to one particular technician at a oil change place.
Over-torquing the
turn your impact down.
Fired him, and they didn't have any more problems.
Yeah. Could be. Very much could be. But in this case, these companies have brought the NHTSA into investigating Hyundai and Kia. The official defect investigation is being opened by NHTSA and should grant a petition to open a formal investigation into the oil leak problem. The oil leak petition names Hyundai and Kia vehicles with the 1.6, 2.4, and 3.8-liter V6 engines as the problem, which is about 5.2 million Hyundai and Kia vehicles.
Wow.
Are these steel pans or aluminum?
No, it's an aluminum pan with a steel drain plug.
And a copper washer.
An aluminum pan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Lots of vehicles have aluminum.
But don't they beef it up in that area? Don't they, like, put an inside welded nut?
Some do. The Kias and Hyundais don't. It's an aluminum pan. So over torquing it could strip the threads out, but
there's a remedy for a stripped oil drain hole that you basically either retap the threads into it, or they have a plug.
Looks like a wine cork.
Yeah,
exactly.
That you put it in and you pull it, and it
like
expands.
On your hot water tank.
Yeah, they used to make things like freeze
pans. Yeah, right.
It's not the end of the world.
No, but, you know, all of these oil change places have been replacing them at $400 and $500 a piece, and they got tired of it, so they went to NHTSA and said, hey, there's an issue here. We'd like you to investigate it. And I just find that to be kind of a unique way to challenge an auto manufacturer for a defect in material and workmanship.
Who went to NHTSA?
Or design. Because, I mean, who would...
The Oil Change Association of America.
Mm. Let me ask you this. Lobbyists. What is the purpose of having an aluminum oil pan as opposed to a steel oil pan with a nice gasket on it with a reinforced plug?
Your Corvette has an aluminum oil pan on it.
It does?
Probably.
Sure.
Weight.
Weight as well as heat transfer.
Mainly heat transfer. Almost all race cars.
But an oil pan doesn't weigh that much. It's a piece of stamped steel.
Understood, but enough that
it's more of the heat transfer to me. Because if you look at them, the aftermarkets, you know, they're all finned, where your factory one is going to be smooth.
Yes, but if you're that much into it, then you're going to do a whole oiling system.
They're finned on the inside to direct the oil for reservoir capability.
That's the other
front
thing.
To back. That type of finning.
Anyway, sorry, we didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, that's okay.
But we did.
Hyundai and Kia owners report oil drain plug problems nationwide, including loose or missing plugs that cause the engines to run dry and seize. Hyundai and Kia owners also report damaged oil drain plugs and pans with damaged threads. Customers also allege that no warning lights came on prior to the seized engines. Well, it probably did for like 3 or 4 seconds, and then the engine locked up.
Hmm. Wow.
Because when you drain all the oil out of it, it's going to turn a light on, but you're not going to be quick enough to hit the key to protect it. According to Hyundai and the oil leak petition, other models use similar drain pan assemblies, which also fail. NHTSA has yet to finalize its decision whether to grant or deny the petition to investigate. The oil leak petition names Kia and Hyundai vehicles as the main culprits. And lots of data has been provided to NHTSA from the Automotive Oil Change Association as far as those vehicles are the primary issues. So NHTSA's looking into it, see what happens to it in the future. If you have a Hyundai or a Kia, be sure they're careful changing the oil and the drain plug and make sure it's attached correctly, tightened properly, and torqued properly, because it's become quite an issue.
Wow.
I never understood, why is it that people tend to really crank down on those things? It's not necessary.
Same thing with an oil filter.
They don't want it to leak.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but it doesn't leak if you do it the right way.
Well, and that's, you know, Jeff has said a couple of three times now, the copper washer is going to keep it from leaking. And all you need to do is just a little bit of compression on that copper washer and you're good.
Yeah, it's like flattening a penny.
Right, you got a guy sitting here, you're paying him $12 an hour to change the oil in as many cars as you can. He's not going to worry too much about that. You stick the bolt in it, you crank it down, and you go.
Good point.
Two clicks on the old Craftsman torque wrench.
Oh, Lord. Don't even bring up Craftsman. Are you kidding me?
I'm just saying.
Lick it, click it, and tick it.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to remember, oil filters, you want to put a little bit of oil on that gasket.
Just a lube up that gasket.
I put my first Wicks filter on the Corvette. Now, why did I go to Wicks, which I had to order, by the way, because Advance, O'Reilly, you got to order it. They don't stock it.
Wow.
And the reason being is because apparently there's a thing about Wicks that everybody in performance automotive loves those Wicks filters. And I had a friend of mine, Puss Wilson. You guys know about Puss Wilson. Puss Wilson did a thing in high school about oil filters across the market that was, you know.
Like a science fair thing? Or
wasn't a science fair thing. It was research that he did on it. And there's some manufacturing process that Wicks does that the other major oil filter manufacturers don't do. And I don't remember what it was.
You.
And it stuck with me.
But
when I went on the Corvette website, that's what they recommend. That's what all the guys change their, most of them, change their oil and oil filter to a Wicks.
Well, isn't there like a good, better, best on filters?
Oh, yeah, for
because
sure.
Because Wicks, I think, has the different filtering compounds or the paper, how it's folded on the inside and all that.
Well, it's how much particulate matter can pass through the filter, because a certain amount of it will.
Pass through or catch?
It's catch, but some of it will pass through as well.
Yeah, you're going to measure how much it catches. Yeah. You're going to measure how
I will tell you this. It wasn't cheap, and I bought the best one.
And a quality oil filter is going to have a bypass valve, a little spring-loaded doohickey inside of it, where if the filter does get clogged, the bypass valve opens up, so you still have oil pressure.
Dumaflagey.
I like that.
Doesn't have a dumaflagey.
No?
But it's got a doohickey.
Okay. Leaves a mark.
Quick break now. You're on the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show.
Some things just belong together. Chips and queso, beer and barbecue, and the auto show and boat show. January 25th to 29th at NRG Center. One ticket, two great shows. Climb Jeep Mountain, board your dream boat, get the kids hooked on fishing at the trout pond, and join Evolve on an EV test drive, including the Ford Lightning. See all the latest models at the Houston Automotive Show, January 25th to 29th. Buy early and safe at AutoBotiveShow.com.
Your friends and hosts of the quarterly Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise In at the Lippy Tortilla and Katie want to thank you for your participation in last year's events and look forward to more in 2023. You'll hear about them all right here and online soon. Next time you're in the West Houston Energy Corridor area, be sure and stop in at the original Lippy Tortilla Tex-Mex near I-10 and Highway 6 or at the Katie location on the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard. In Beaumont or College Station, you'll want to stop in and have Loopy's award-winning beef fajitas and frozen margaritas. There's always a celebration at Loopy Tortilla. Loopy founder Stan Holt and his wife Sheila are car people through and through. Both are winning racers on the NHRA drag racing circuit and have a collection of hot rods and classics that everyone appreciates. You'll see them at the next Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise in the spring at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex on 99 the Grand Parkway and Kingsland Boulevard, just south of I-10 and Katy. We'll give you all the details soon right here on the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show and online. The award-winning In Wheel Time Car Talk Show is available on the most popular podcast channels out there in 30-minute episodes. We realize our three-hour live show can be difficult to catch in its entirety, so now you can listen every day to a convenient, fresh 30-minute episode.
Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Audible, along with a dozen more. In Wheel Time has the most informative automotive guest interviews and new car reviews, along with popular features including Conrad's Car Clinic and This Week in Auto History, along with automotive news headlines. Our live broadcast airs every Saturday, 8 to 11 Central, on InWheelTime.com, the iHeart app, and on YouTube. Be sure to say hello when we're broadcasting from the Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise Inn, Autorama, and the Houston Auto Show, among others. Now, it's easier than ever to hear about all things automotive all week long. You're invited to join fellow car enthusiasts in becoming part of the ever-growing In Wheel Time Car Talk family. Don't forget those 30-minute podcast episodes on your favorite podcast channel. That's it for this podcast episode of the In Wheel Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central, on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and our InWheelTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart Podcast, Podcast Addict, TuneIn, Pandora, and Amazon Music. Keep listening, and we'll see you soon.